Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and we are going to talk about mushrooms and mushroom mania. And I know you guys are interested. Did you know that mushrooms have so many beneficial macronutrients? And every day now, scientists are finding more and more interesting uses for mushrooms. There's so many types of mushrooms, the kind that we eat, the medicinal kind, the psychedelic kind, and the kinds that can have benefit to transform and change your actual brain receptors. So this is a topic that's trending. Let's dive right in. Mushrooms have unparalleled nutritional value. They actually are one of the vegetables that's highest in concentration of magnesium, zinc, and some of the micro minerals and elements that we need to be eating. And recently, they've captured the attention and curiosity of lots of scientists, health enthusiasts, and culinary enthusiasts alike. They are so nutritious and so low in calories. Eating a mushroom is kind of like eating air. You get the fiber content, but it's so light and airy and almost like free calories. One of those things that fills you up and gives you lots of fiber content, which makes you feel satiated and happy. So I love to load up my omelets and salads and anything with lots of mushrooms. I think that they are one of the healthiest antioxidant vitamin-containing foods out there. But it's important to optimize your nutrition by knowing what types of mushrooms to add and for what benefits. Some can be highly toxic and potentially to humans if consumed, and some can be very psychedelic. So mushrooms come in all varieties. If we think about the psychedelic mushrooms, for example, the ones known as shrooms, mushies, blue meanies, golden tops, that's psilocybin. And this operates by stimulating serotonin receptors in the prefrontal cortex of the brain. This region of the brain plays a significant role to regulate your mood, your cognition, and your perception. And shrooms interact with these receptors. They influence aspects of brain function and lead to altered states of consciousness. So people having psychedelic experiences or out-of-body experiences may be having triggers with these serotonin receptors overstimulated, leading to new levels of perception. Usually these are small tan brown mushrooms and are highly regulated and can be dangerous. So be very, very careful if you're out there doing adventurous things. Remember, some mushrooms are toxic, like for example, destroying angels. They're full of amatoxins, members of the Agricalis order that are deadly when consumed. Death caps, that's also Agricalis order of mushrooms and cause death in fully grown adults, even if you only consume half a cap of a mushroom head. So you can't just eat mushrooms out in the wilderness. Please do not do that. Beneficial mushrooms. I know you guys have read about lion's mane, shaga, morels, bolete. These are mushrooms that improve your brain function. So lion's mane, for example, can reduce brain fog, sharpen your focus, give you a healthy gut and a boosted mood with improvement of your memory. Shaga, the king of mushrooms, strengthens your immune support, gives you healthy skin and antioxidant powerhouse and gut health. I know you guys have seen Four Sigmatic coffee and stuff like that at the Whole Foods Market and in your Erewhon store. And these are the things that you're drinking. Lion's mane and shaga. Morels also contain antioxidants and are good to protect you from free radicals. And bolete mushrooms are very rich in dietary fiber, low in fat, and have beta carotene, lycopene, and other flavonoids. And again, chock full of minerals like iron, calcium, magnesium, copper, phosphorus, potassium, zinc, selenium, the trace elements that we don't get enough of in our diet. Overall, mushrooms decrease the risk of cancer. When we looked at 17 cancer studies conducted between the 1960s and 2020, consuming mere 18 grams of mushroom a day, that's about 2 medium-sized mushrooms, can lower your cancer risk by up to 45%. That is amazing. 2 mushrooms, medium-sized, every day, an eighth of a cup, and a 45% drop in cancer risk. They can lower your sodium intake. One study from the Culinary Institute of America and UC Davis showed that swapping half the meat in your food for mushrooms in a traditional ground beef recipe maintains flavor because the mushrooms soak that all up, and it reduces your sodium intake by 25% because you're adding this nice water content to the food and bulk and fiber, and you still get the taste. So that's a great trick if you're trying to be on a low sodium diet, which we all should be on. Mushrooms promote low cholesterol. Studies indicate that shiitake mushrooms have specific properties that contribute to maintaining low cholesterol levels. They help prevent absorption of cholesterol, reducing the overall amount of cholesterol in your bloodstream. And this is that concept that eating more dietary fiber binds your dietary fat, keeps you satiated, and some of that dietary fat then gets excreted. Mushrooms can protect your brain health, and researchers are studying the effect of eating mushrooms on cognitive impairment patients. In a study in Singapore, patients who ate more than 2 cups of mushroom in a week had 50% lower risk of developing cognitive impairment. And in this world where Alzheimer's is blossoming, these are some of the things we can easily do, is throwing some mushrooms in your salad every single day. I love that mushrooms are a source of vitamin D. Among the various type of mushrooms around, like white button, portobello, and cremini mushrooms, exposure to UV light or sunlight increases their vitamin D content. And if you want to obtain your recommended daily allowance of vitamin D, you can slice 3 mushrooms or eat 1 portobello and put them in the sunlight for 15 minutes and then consume them to get enhanced vitamin D content, because they're still producing even when they've been plucked. You can stimulate a healthier gut with mushrooms, and certain studies show that mushroom polysaccharides, which are the predominant carbs in the mushrooms, have the ability to promote beneficial bacteria growth in your stomach and GI tract. Unlike many other foods that are broken down by stomach acid, the polysaccharides of mushrooms remain intact. They pass your stomach intact, they reach the colon, they actively stimulate growth of bacteria in the colon. This is a prebiotic, giving this nice, lush environment for the actual bacteria to grow and to flourish in the colon. Mushrooms can help you with your weight loss. This is one of my tricks. I load my salads with cucumbers and mushrooms because anything that has a high water content is going to make you feel full, and it tends to be low in calories. So mushrooms are about 90% water and 3 calories per half a cup. That is amazing. They have a high pectin content. That's a soluble fiber that slows down your digestion and helps you feel full for longer. Mushrooms will support your immune system, and the anti-inflammatory effect of mushrooms has been shown to improve immune function. They contain selenium, vitamin D, vitamin B6. All of these are essential for immune function. Selenium, in particular, is an important mineral to make antioxidant enzymes for cells, preventing cell damage at the DNA level. And you can eat cremini mushrooms or portobellos to get the highest selenium content. So, I think that this is a no-brainer. If you're trying to get more B6 in your diet to form better red cells, you're anemic, shiitake mushrooms, the best choice. If you're trying to get more vitamin D, it's going to be maitake mushrooms in your diet. And overall, there are so many things that are going to improve brain function, cellular function, and overall wellness by eating this amazing ingredient. So, mushrooms are nootropic. They have the ability to change the plasticity and function of the neurons in the brain. They have the ability to make you grow and broaden your experiences and your horizons. If you're taking mushrooms that have psychedelic features, people are using these now for so many health benefits, including the use for PTSD treatment, depression patients, for psychiatric illness, and for having breakthroughs that help people get past very difficult events in their life. They really rewire the thinking of the brain and transport you to the next level of neurologic function. So there are very few ingredients that you can ingest that have this amount of power to both alter brain chemistry and alter cellular function and give you so much overall antioxidant wellness, scientifically backed. So that's my thoughts on mushrooms, and this is why there is so much mushroom mania going on right now. If you haven't tried mushrooms or you're not a mushroom eater, like my husband says, he won't eat fungus. There's a fungus among us. I encourage you to think twice. And remember, truffles are mushrooms. They're delicious. So think twice, because the benefits of incorporating these in your diet, in your life, in your brain function, at your cellular level are tremendous. Well, guys, I hope you learned something. I hope your brain is improving, more plastic. Neuronal development is so important. The more you learn, the more you grow. Teach your patients, if you're a provider out there, let's teach our patients more about longevity, anti-aging, and living to be really functional and full in our lives, not just beautiful, not just pretty, not just seeking anti-wrinkle solutions and solutions to pursuing youth endlessly. We have to teach people to embrace age. One of the reasons we do that, one of the ways we do that, is to embrace the power of the body and teach people that you have to adapt to aging. Aging is coming, and things like mushrooms will help us to get a safer, better, more holistic journey along the way. Well, guys, you can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find our amazing internal radiance products, which are so good for overall wellness, including my amazing collagen powder. Love it. Use it every day in my coffee. I'm going to start having some mushroom coffee as well and mixing that collagen powder right in there. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.